In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
This is Curiosity Daily from Discovery, where you're going to get smarter in just a few minutes. It's going to be an awesome time. My name is Nate.
And I'm Callie. We're so excited to have you here with us at Curiosity. And if you've been a loyal listener for a while, welcome back.
Today, you're going to learn about a nasal spray that could one day let those with sleep apnea toss out their CPAP machines, house paint that kills mosquitoes, and the incredible giant redwoods of England.
Let's check it out.
In pop culture, the heavy sleeper is always depicted as this snuggly, dead-to-the-world figure, just snoring loud enough to keep an entire neighborhood up at night.
Sure. I mean, the comparison is like sawing logs, right?
Exactly. But most of us know better than that by now. In fact, all that loud snoring is often caused by something called obstructive sleep apnea, and it is a sign of anything but a good night's sleep.
Sleep apnea. And I feel like we all know someone who has this. I know it generally leads to a restless night. And even if those who suffer from it seem to be sleeping through the snores, they can still sort of lead to sleepy days.
And it's actually even worse than that. Sure, it can definitely lead to fatigue during the day. But there are a ton of other knock-on effects of sleep apnea. You can have difficulty concentrating or memory problems. It can make you moody and lead to decreased sex drive or other sexual dysfunction. Plus, there's evidence that it leads to high blood pressure, increased risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression. The list goes on.
I had no idea it could be so damaging.
Yep. And it's estimated to affect anywhere from 10 to 30% of adults in the United States, although it often just goes undiagnosed.
I mean, I guess because of how common snoring is, maybe people don't see it as that big of a problem.
Yeah, that's possible. And it's also not so easy to treat. One method uses the Continuous Positive Airway Pressure Machine, or CPAP.
And that's the mask that you have to wear while you sleep, isn't it?
Right. It's not the most comfortable thing. And there are other treatments, mouth guards that hold the jaw or tongue in a certain position, exercises to strengthen the throat and tongue muscles, and even surgery. Obviously, none of those are exactly ideal, and that means that lots of people who suffer from OSA go untreated, thinking the treatment is worse than the condition.
Okay, so this is usually the part of the story where you tell me you have some good news.
Haha, you are exactly right. At least this is potentially good news. A team of researchers have conducted a study on something called Bay-2586116, which is a potassium channel blocker. That all sounds really complicated, and I'll get into the science in a sec. But the most important thing to know is that it's basically a nasal spray that could help treat sleep apnea.
Okay, so what exactly causes sleep apnea?
Great question. The underlying mechanism is the relaxation of the muscles around the throat, which leads to a restricted airway. But there's a wide range of causes of that, and that's one of the challenges of treating it. Obesity is a significant factor of OSA, for example, so this nasal spray keeps all the muscles in the throat and upper airway active, which keeps them from collapsing.
So if the muscles in the throat don't collapse, then you avoid constriction and no more apnea?
That is the idea. But it's very important to note that this was a very small study, only 10 participants, and the nasal spray didn't work equally among them. But the fact that it worked with some of them suggests that this could be a very personalized treatment for people with specific physiological causes of obstructive sleep apnea.
I see. So there are a lot of routes that will get you to sleep apnea, and this treatment sort of shuts off one of those routes.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. More studies are clearly needed, but for some people, one day in the near future, a spray a day could keep sleep apnea at bay.
Okay, can we also just keep it to one pun a day? Humans have been in a constant life-or-death battle for tens of thousands of years with the dreaded Aedes aegypti.
Ah, yes. I definitely know what the Aedes aegypti is, definitely. Maybe you could remind me, or not tell the audience. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Well, for the audience to know, this is also known as the yellow fever mosquito.
Mosquito, yeah. I knew it, it sounded familiar. All right, I know. We actually have talked about this in the past, because despite how long these mosquitoes have been a scourge, they're just incredibly hard to stop.
They are, and it's not just yellow fever. They are the primary vector for transmitting dengue fever, the Zika virus, and a virus called chikungunya, which attacks the joints and can leave the human host debilitated for months or even years.
Okay. So why do these little bugs carry just so many diseases?
So that's a great question. And there may not be a single answer for why it's able to be a vector for so many terrible viruses. But the fact is, it has co-evolved in its native Africa alongside the ancestral forms of all of these viruses for millennia. And it absolutely thrives in close proximity to us. For example, it loves to breed in water containers like the ones we keep close to our gardens or houses, and it feeds on humans.
So all of the ingredients are there for the perfect disease vector.
Yeah, exactly. And in places with aging water supply systems or poor drainage and sewage systems, there's really just no stopping these guys from breeding wildly. But there might be a new tool in the fight, which is house paint.
House paint?
Yes. A new study published in Frontiers in Tropical Diseases tested a new house paint on over 200 houses in two densely populated neighborhoods of Praia, Africa, where mosquito activity has been off the charts and where the conditions are prime for breeding.
What's so special about this paint? Like, did they find a color that mosquitoes just really hate?
Okay, good guess, but no. It's specially formulated with a slow-release insecticide called transfluthrin.
Transfluthrin sounds like a space disease. All right, so why not just spray transfluthrin on the walls and avoid all the trouble of having to paint?
Okay, basically because insecticides like this one just don't stick around for very long. You kind of have to keep coming back to spray the location, so if you wait too long...
Oh, the mosquitoes just come back.
Exactly. So the study treated 228 homes with the paint and monitored the locations for mosquito eggs and also surveyed residents to gauge how well they thought it was working. And here's the crazy thing. When they tested 1 month after painting, they found complete mortality of these little monsters.
Complete? Like 100% success? You don't see that very often.
Nope. And it remained effective for at least a year, staying well over the World Health Organization's efficiency threshold for controlling mosquitoes.
All right. So, this sounds amazing. But is it safe to have an insecticide painted on the walls of your house?
I know it sounds a little nerve-wracking, but so far so good. Transfluthrin has been deemed safe with proper use by Environmental Protection Agency, and the study found that about 17% of residents had some mild adverse effects, mostly headaches or eyes or nose irritation, things like that.
This sounds like it could be a relatively cheap way to fight those pretty horrific diseases then, right?
As always, they need more testing, and the ultimate solution would be to fix the water supplies, wastewater treatment, and eliminating stagnating water from the neighborhoods where this mosquito thrives. But that's super expensive. This insecticide paint might not entirely fix the problem, but yeah, it's another weapon we can deploy against one of our oldest enemies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
California's iconic redwoods are the world's tallest trees. The tallest tree in the world, a giant named Hyperion, stands around 380 feet, which is around 6 stories taller than the Statue of Liberty. They are incredible trees, and by some estimates, there are around 80,000 giant redwoods left in California. But a stash of some 500,000 giant redwoods has recently been found.
Okay, wait a second. We already knew that California has 80,000 giant redwoods. Where in the world did they suddenly find another 500,000? It's not like these trees are easy to hide.
Ooh, that's the fun part of the story. They have been hiding in plain sight in the UK.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
Well, this story actually starts about 150 years ago. The Victorians of the UK in the 1850s and 1860s were obsessed with botany. And Britain's global reach at that time was massive. They had sway and influence just about everywhere. That led to an incredible influx of seeds and saplings from around the world to the heart of Britain.
And that included giant redwoods.
Well, seeds and saplings of them, yeah. The thing is, giant redwoods aren't just huge, they also have very long lives. So the British redwoods might be about 150 years old, but that is just a fraction of their lifespans. Only now that they are beginning to grow above the native canopy are people really taking notice.
So how tall are they?
Some are already around 130 feet high, but that could be only a third of how tall they'll eventually be.
Okay, so let's say I'm looking for an interesting tree to plant in my backyard. Do I really think a giant redwood is my best option? I mean, like, I don't want to be rude or judge, but what were they thinking?
Well, they were planted often as curiosities or ornamental plants. And if you think about it, even if you did plant one in your backyard, you'd have no expectation to live long enough to see it reach its pinnacle, right?
Okay, yeah, sure. How long can they actually live?
Well, they can literally survive for thousands of years. The oldest on Earth are estimated to be around 2,200 years old. And keep in mind, a lot of old growth has been cut down in the last couple of centuries, so some of the oldest may have been felled a long time ago.
Gotcha. I get that we might not be able to see the end result of our newly planted sapling, but what about the problem of invasive species? I mean, we usually think of invasive beetles or frogs or even like pythons in the Everglades, but giant redwoods just aren't native to the UK. Is that in any way a cause for concern?
Well, they don't think so. The British redwoods don't appear to be self-seeding. In other words, all 500,000 of them were likely planted and not the result of natural reproduction.
Why is that?
They're not entirely sure, although they think it could be because they just aren't old enough yet, or because there's a lack of forest fire, which in their natural habitats helps the cones release seeds.
Gotcha. All right, so this is a really cool story, and I actually do want to go see some of these giant redwoods. So are they planning on keeping them now that they're outgrowing the native trees?
Oh, totally. They've become sort of the American rock stars of the British forests, and people are flocking to see them.
And of course, the rock stars of America come from California.
Classic. Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up. Researchers have discovered a new nasal spray significantly reduces the severity of obstructive sleep apnea, promising a new personalized approach to managing this widespread condition.
Houses painted with a transfluthrin-based insecticide significantly reduces Aedes aegypti mosquito populations for over a year, offering a promising, sustainable solution to combat diseases like yellow fever, Zika, and dengue.
British Victorians' enthusiasm for botany led to the importation of so many giant redwoods that the UK now hosts more of these majestic trees than their native California. Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery. You can find our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we love if you could leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Our Discovery executive producer is Dominique Vu. Our Wheelhouse DNA executive producer is Cassie Berman. This show is hosted by Callie Gade and Nate Bonham.
Our producer is Kiara Noni, and our associate producer is Kimaya Floyd. Writing is done by Sam Osterhout.
Sound design, audio engineering, and editing by Nick Karasimi.
I'm Nate Bonham.
And I'm Callie Gade. We'll see you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.